This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Kelgad. Internet service has been restored as tens of thousands of people rally in Myanmar against last week's military coup. Now demonstrators' message is getting out via the internet once again. The protesters are demanding a return to civilian government and the release of Aung San Suu Kyi, whose elected government was toppled by the army. Authorities had cut access to the internet as the protests grew on Saturday, fanning fears of a complete information blackout. On Sunday afternoon, however, internet users in Yangon reported that data access on their mobile phones had suddenly been restored. The debate over the U.S.'s latest COVID-19 relief bill continues. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Former presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg, now the transportation secretary, says struggling Americans could use these funds.
I think it's really important that we are taking care of working families. That's obviously something that is being discussed and in this process going back and forth with Congress, and there needs to be robust support.
As for the Republicans, Senator Roger Wicker says the bill is too high, given the outlook from the Congressional Budget Office.
The economic projections from this bipartisan group argue against something the size of a $1.9 trillion package.
Both Wicker and Buttigieg appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Officials say more than 140 people are missing and feared dead in northern India. This after a large piece of a Himalayan glacier broke off and slammed into a dam early on Sunday. The Dali Ganga River flooded and forcing the evacuation of downstream villages. This is